Bueno.
Hello. Hi, I'm Alex of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we are listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. So, to begin with, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And in which county do you currently reside?
San Patricio.
San Patricio, oh, okay. And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male, thank you. Thank you so much for helping me with this service. So let's move forward to the next question. Thinking about past November general election for a moment, which party candidates have you tend to vote for most often? Republicans, Democrats, Independents?
Republicans.
Republican, thank you. And on a scale from 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general election for President and Congress in a scale from 0 to 10.
Very interested.
Okay, it will be a 10, right?
Yes, 10, I'm sorry.
Thank you, thank you. And next question. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, a moderate person, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you don't recognize the name, just tell me so. The first person is Adam Hinojosa. Do you have a strong positive opinion, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or a strong negative?
Don Hinojosa?
Yeah, Adam Hinojosa.
Okay, I do not know that person.
Okay, don't worry. The next one is Donald Trump.
I strongly like him.
Strongly. Okay, strong positive. Next one.
Strong positive, yeah.
Next one is Morgan LaMantia.
Never heard of.
Never heard of. The next one is the Republican Party.
And what are my options?
Yeah, a strong positive opinion, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or a strong negative opinion.
I'll do somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay, thank you. The Democratic Party.
Strongly negative.
Strong negative. Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick?
Yeah.
I would say moderate negative.
Okay, moderate negative. Thank you. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Strong negative.
Strong negative. Thank you. And the next one is Greg Abbott.
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Thank you so much. We have a couple questions more. Remember that your opinions are very important for us, and I'm very glad that you're helping me with this. So, next question. If the election for President of the United States was held today, and you had to make a choice for which one of the following candidates will you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris,
yeah,
the Democrat. Oh, okay, Donald Trump,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for United States Senate was held today, and you had to make a choice, for which of the following candidates will you vote? Ted Brown, a Libertarian, Colin Alfred, a Democrat, Ted Cruz, a Republican, or you will not vote, or you are undecided?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, thank you. And for which of the following candidates will you vote in the election of for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, a Green Party, Morgan LaMancha, a Democrat, Adam Hinojosa, a Republican, other will not vote, or are you undecided?
Could you repeat that again?
Yeah. The first one is Robin Vargas, a Green Party. Next one, Morgan LaMancha, a Democrat. Next one, Adam Hinojosa, a Republican.
Yeah, Adam Hinojosa.
Adam, okay, a Republican. Next one. And do you think Morgan LaMancha has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
I think it's time to give someone else a chance.
Someone else, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements. And from the public record and news reports about the candidates for Senate, for a state Senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Morgan LaMancha is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases. But when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. Are you much more likely to vote for her? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely to vote.
Much less likely. Okay, thank you. Next one. Morgan LaMancha has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. What is your opinion? Are you much more? Mm-hmm.
Much more.
Much
likely
more likely.
Not vote.
Okay.
Not vote.
Much less likely to vote. Okay.
Yeah,
next
less
one.
Likely to vote.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Morgan LaMancha is in favor of sexually explicit performance, including drag queen shows in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual questioning queer advocacy group. Does that make you much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely to vote for her.
Thank you so much. Next one. Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. Does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her? For them, sorry.
You said they had tax liens filed against them?
Yeah. Adam Hinojosa had tax... Okay. Do you want me to read it to you one more time?
Yes, please.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa has tax liens filed against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time. I didn't hear you that time. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, don't worry. So So Adam Hinojosa had tax lions filed against his business for failures to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. If you are also unsure, you can tell me too.
Okay. I would say somewhat less likely or...
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
To vote for. Okay.
Yeah.
Next one. Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police.
Okay, much more likely to vote for him.
Thank you so much. Next one. Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
Much more likely.
Much more likely, okay. Okay, next one. Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our communities.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Next one. According to Nueces County records, Adam Hinojosa's restaurant has been inspected 3 times. An inspector's found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
Could you repeat that?
Yeah, don't worry. According to Nueces County records, Adam Hinojosa's restaurant has been inspected 3 times. An inspector's found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
I'm not understanding the question.
Okay, don't worry. That is a statement about Adam Hinojosa's restaurant. It has been
Adam Hinojosa's what?
A restaurant.
A what?
A restaurant, like where people go to eat. You know?
A restaurant. So, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay, so he's got a restaurant that had roaches.
A restaurant, and flies, and rotten vegetables, and unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
Does that make
you much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
I would say it doesn't affect, but that's not a choice, so.
Okay, no difference. Okay, thank you
no
so
difference.
Much. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Next one is, I just wanted to tell you that I understand that this is taking too long, but remember that we appreciate your time and your opinion is really important for us. So let's move forward. Morgan LaMantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
That would make me much less likely to vote for her.
Much less likely to vote for her. Okay, thank you. Next one is, Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator. And today, he operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area.
Much more likely to vote for him.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one is, Morgan LaMantia voted against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that will confirm a voter's residence in order to vote.
Yeah, much less likely to vote for her.
Thank you so much. Next one. Morgan LaMantia opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
Can you repeat that one?
Yeah. Morgan LaMantia opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
Okay, yeah, much less likely to vote for her.
Thank you. Next one. Morgan LaMantia is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plant in Texas.
Much less likely to vote for her.
Next one. Morgan LaMantia broke her promise to the voters and no votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business.
Much less likely to vote for her.
Next one. Adam Hinojosa supports continuing to increase the homestead exception so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced. What is your opinion on that?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah. Let me read it to you one more time.
Repeat that one, yes.
Adam Hinojosa supports continuing to increase the homestead exception so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced.
Okay, I would say more likely to vote for him.
Thank you so much. Next one. Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring sanity back to our school policy.
Much more likely to vote for him.
Next one. Adam Hinojosa supports securing our borders to protect our families.
Much more likely to vote for him.
Thank you. Next one. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms including career teach programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
Yeah, much more likely to vote.
Thank you. Next one. Abortion supporter Morgan LaMantia is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn.
Yes, much less likely to vote for her.
Thank you so much. We are just about to finish, so let me just a few minutes more. Next one. Morgan LaMantia does not support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will give freedom.
Less.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Morgan LaMantia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Much less likely to vote.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia supports boys competing in girls' sports.
Much less likely to vote.
Thank you. Morgan LaMantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses and even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Much less likely to vote for.
Thank you. And Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent lives and lives of pregnant women, new mothers and their babies, and that's why he will provide better and more accessible healthcare for all mothers and children.
Much more likely to vote for him.
Thank you so much. Okay, next one. This is a question. Having heard more about them, for which of the following candidates will you vote for state senate? Robin Vargas, Morgan LaMantia, Adam Hinojosa, or
Adam
are you
Hinojosa.
In the
Adam Hinojosa.
And now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. What is the year where you born?
1979.
Thank you so much. Next one. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latina descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or other Central or Latin America background?
No.
Okay, thank you. And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other, like white?
White. Anglo, white.
Okay, white, thank you. Next one. Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information, I'm going to read you the options, from cable news networks, from social media such as Facebook or X, from news sites on the internet, from blogs and emails, from TV local news, from the newspaper?
Social media.
Social media. Okay, thank you. And which of these is your next most preferred source? Cable news network, news sites on the internet, blogs and emails, TV local news, or the newspaper?
What was the email one?
Yeah, from blogs and emails.
Blogs and email?
Yeah, blogs. No, blogs. Yeah, blogs and emails. Oh, do you want me to read it to you, the options again?
Yeah, go ahead and read it to me again.
Okay. The first option is from cable new networks. The next one is news sites on the internet. Next one, from blogs and emails. Next one, from local TV news. And next one, from the newspaper.
Probably cable news.
Cable news. Okay, thank you. And next one, thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more Spanish language television or more English language television?
English,
right?
Yes.
Okay. And which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? 1. Satellite dish or DirecTV. 2. Streaming over the internet without commercials. 3. Local cable system. 4. Through an antenna. 5. Commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu.
Could you repeat that question, please?
Yeah, don't worry. Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? 1. From satellite dish or DirecTV. 2. Okay, thank you so much. And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? 1. Streaming over the internet without commercials. 2. Local cable system. 3. Throw an antenna. 4. Commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu.
The streaming, what was the first one?
Yeah, the streaming over the internet without commercials.
Yes, that one.
Okay, thank you. And just a few more questions more. These are the final. Do you have a Facebook account? Yes, no, or you don't know?
Yes.
Okay, a YouTube account?
A what?
YouTube account?
A YouTube, yes.
Okay. An X or Twitter account?
Yes.
an Instagram account?
Yes.
Thank you. And which of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? One, abortion should never be legal. Two, abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Three, abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. And four, abortion should be legal for any reason and any time during a woman's pregnancy.
I would have to say rape, incest, and to save the mother's life.
Only in those cases. I do understand. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I'm very glad that you're helping me with this. And yeah, have a nice day. Thank you so much. Really,
right, thank you
so much.
All right, you have a good one.
Bye. Have a good day.